Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of being doers of the Word and not hearers only. Of course, the title of this broadcast is Doers of the Word, and it is so important that you be a doer of the Word. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It is imperative that you are a doer of what you hear. If not, you will deceive your own self, whether you like it or not. If you're just a hearer and you don't apply what you have heard and do it consistently, you actually deceive yourself, because you'll be like the man who saw himself in the glass, went away, and forgot what manner of man he was. You will forget the ways of God if you do not apply it in your life. Verse 25 says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. And this tells you an important principle if you're going to be a doer. You can't just be a casual hearer. You got to be a real student of the Word. Whoso looketh, and looketh is in the continuous tense, present tense, continuous repeated action. Not just one who glances, but one who looks into the perfect law of liberty. And this word looketh is one who just doesn't casually look. The Greek word means one who investigates and checks out everything that's there. He looks into the perfect law of liberty. You are going to spend time in the Word. You're going to study the Word. You're going to look into this perfect law. And the Word of God is the perfect law. It brings forth liberty in your life. But there's more than just looking into it. There have been some that look into it and they study it, but they don't continue in it. The Bible says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. And continueth therein. You've got to continue in doing the Word of God. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Do you want to be blessed in your deeds? Do you want to be blessed in your walk? You're going to have to be a consistent hearer and doer, continuing in the Word of God. We talked about the parable of the sower, where the Word was sown, and it got in their heart when they heard it. Satan came to take it out because they didn't understand it, or through affliction or persecution, they got offended or drew back in the time of temptation, rather than continue in the Word. The key is you've got to be doing what the Word says. You've got to get the understanding. The Holy Spirit will bring that to you, and then obey the Word of God. The cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things that entered in, they choked the Word, and he and the person became unfruitful. And it's very important that you understand, just because you go to church, just because you hear the Word from time to time, does not mean you are fruitful. What determines fruitfulness is if you are a hearer and a doer of the Word, continuing therein. If you do not continue in the Word, if you let the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things enter in, it'll choke the Word. It's possible for you to have the Word in you, and it seems like it's starting to work, but then it leaves you as such. The devil takes it out, and it produces no fruit because you've let care or lust or deceitfulness of riches overtake you. You and the Word will be unfruitful in your life. So you are as fruitful as the Word is working in you. Now in Mark 4:20 says, those which are sown on good ground are such as hear the Word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, 60, and some 100. Fruit is going to be progressive. You're going to produce fruit, then more fruit, and then much fruit. As you hear and do the Word consistently, you will see an increase in fruitfulness. God will increase the fruits of your righteousness. He will increase you. He's a God of increase, that your fruit is to abound. And as you bring forth much fruit, herein is your Heavenly Father glorified. You've got to make a decision. I'm going to be a hearer and a doer of the Word. Now, we also saw over in Luke chapter 21, where he said that my mother and brethren are they which hear the Word of God and do it. The real family are the doers of the Word of God. He also said in Luke 11:28, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Those who are blessed are the ones who hear it and do it. Jesus said in John 4:34, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me." I'm going to do what God told me to do. That's got to be your attitude. Hebrews 5:13, "Everyone that uses milk is unskillful or inexperienced in the word of righteousness because he's a baby." If you are not experienced in doing the word, you are still in spiritual baby stage in that area of your life. God wants you to become skillful in the word. Have you developed your prayer life? Do you know how to pray accurately? Do you know how to release your faith? Do you know how to be an effective witness for the Lord? Do you know how to confess the word accurately to produce results? Do you know how to do what the word says to bring forth victory in area after area of your life? Do you know how to obtain the peace of God? Do you know how to cast out the demonic spirits? Are you experienced in doing these things? If you're not, then you're still in spiritual babyhood. And it's amazing how many Christians today are still in spiritual babyhood because they have not become skillful in the word of righteousness. Strong meat belongs to those that are of full age, those who by reason of use, by habit of doing it. That's what God wants in your life. Habit of doing it, reason of use consistently is going to develop you. In fact, you'll even get to the place of your senses exercised to discern both good and evil because you are so renewed to the truth and experienced in walking in it. Very important that we make the decision, I'm going to walk in the ways of the Word. Put the Word of God first place in your life. John 8:12, Jesus said, "He was the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness." We're not going to walk in darkness. We're going to walk in the ways of the Word of God and be obedient unto Him. In John 8:29, Jesus said, "I always do those things that please me." What a tremendous testimony. We want to learn to do the things that please the Lord. We want to learn to go through our day and do the things that please God and honor Him. If we honor ourselves, our honor is nothing. We want to honor the Lord and do His Word. When we do His Word, we will know Him, and it's evident because we keep His sayings. We trust in Him. We act upon His Word. John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." True proof of your love for God is because you keep His commandments. You hear and do His Word. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him." Everybody wants God to manifest himself to him. But you know, he's not going to manifest to those that do not love him. Those that love him, he's going to manifest himself to. Who are the ones that love him? Those that have his commandments and keep them. He said, "If a man love me, he'll keep his words. My Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him." I'll tell you, God will come and open up and manifest himself and make his abode in you if you keep his words. Verse 24 says, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings." You know, that person heard the sayings, but they didn't keep them. "The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." Otherwise, I didn't make this up. This is the word of the Father. Jesus was speaking it forth. The truth is, in the measure that you are hearing and doing the word, keeping his sayings, is the measure that you truly love God. It doesn't matter what your attitude is, it all matters on your walk. If you love me, keep my commandments. Ephesians 5:1, the Bible says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ hath also loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." We are to be followers of God, or imitators, mimickers of God, doing exactly what he says. Learn to do what the Word of God says. In 1 John 2:3, the Bible says, "Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." If you keep his commandments, you will know him. We know him because we keep his commandments. And when you keep his commandments, he manifests himself to you and reveals his ways unto you. In Luke 6:46, he says, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house, dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." Boy, this is an important principle for you to realize. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things I say? Otherwise, Jesus is really not Lord in your life if you do not do the things that he told you to do. If you don't do the things that he says, then you're just going through lip service. It is evident that he is Lord in the measure that you are doing the things which he says. He says, whoever comes to me, and Christians come to him all the time, but it's more than just coming to him. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings, heareth. Now this word heareth and doeth here, the ETH often in the King James Version is denoting the present tense of the verb. The present tense means the continuous repeated action, continuing and repeating doing something consistently, not just one time. So it says, he who comes to me continually and heareth, continually hearing my sayings, and doeth them, the one who's continually doing the word of God, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man build a house, dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. You've laid it on a rock because you're a hearer and a doer. The hearers and doers have laid their foundation on a rock which shall not be moved. It says the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house. That's the devil coming against you, and could not shake it. Notice that when the foundation's on the rock, anything the devil brings against you, it will not be able to shake you. Why? Because you're founded upon a rock, you're a hearer and a doer of the word. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth. Now this guy heard continually, but didn't do continually. You've got to learn to do the word continuously. You can't just do it once and then, well, I did it once. No, you've got to live the life. Hear and do the word continuously. And the same storm came against them, same stream beat vehemently. But what happened in this case, it fell and the ruin was great. Was that the will of God? No. You know, there's lots of Christians that have had a lot of ruin and havoc in their life, and they always want to blame God. It's not God doing it. It's the devil doing it. Why? Because the devil had place when he came against the person. They did not have a foundation on the rock. They were not a hearer and a doer of the word, and they didn't have the foundation to be able to stand. And so the enemy came and brought destruction. Don't let the devil do that to you in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God.